BBC Newsbeat. Next, we continue our week-long look at issues around teen mental health. At 11, she was raped. At 16, she jumped off a bridge onto a busy motorway, trying to kill herself, suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder. Now 18, this person, who we've given the false name Emma to protect her identity, has been sharing with Newsbeat her journey from despair to recovery.
Because I had to walk a long way to get to that bridge with the traffic noise all around me.
At 16, Emma says she wasn't coping with the after effects of being raped 4 years earlier.
Constantly having flashbacks back to what happened, not being able to go out socially and be okay with my friends and boys. I broke both my back and my feet, and I survived, which I thought I wouldn't do.
Emma's physical injuries took months to heal. She's 18 now, though, and her mental health recovery is ongoing.
I spent ages just trying to come to terms with the fact that it didn't work. I was dead set that I wasn't sticking around on this planet. That's when I got referred to the Riverside Unit.
Bristol's Riverside Unit, specifically for 13 to 18-year-olds with severe mental health problems like eating disorders, psychosis, or Emma's post-traumatic stress disorder. For over a year, she was here as both an inpatient and as someone who came each day for treatment. Now she's back, talking us through a typical day.
We would go down to start of day, which is held in the dining room. Just sort of touch base with both the staff and the other young people. After start of day, we would have dance movement. It's a great way to sort of release all the anger or sadness or any of the feelings that you've got. Chucking balls everywhere or playing musical statues.
Teachers at the unit help people keep up with school and college work. The area we're passing through now has a TV, a pool table and sofas. It's for chilling out in the evenings and coffee breaks between sessions. It says family therapy suite on the door. I can kind of see from looking at your face that you've walked in and all sorts of memories have flashed through your mind.
Yeah, family therapy wasn't one of my favourite things about the Riverside. Having to sit in a room with your parents and a therapist. I got to hear in this very room my mum and dad's experiences. It was difficult for me to hear those things, but they're things that need to be shared.
Tough, though.
Yeah, very tough.
There's one last room that Emma wants to show us, and inside, someone she wants us to meet. Consultant clinical psychologist Caroline Mercier, who was in charge of Emma's care at Riverside.
I just found how I can actually be okay with what I am and what's happened to me. I think Caroline made that all possible and made me be able to be okay with life, really.
And they sort of use the metaphor of mountaineering. You might be showing them the way and helping them and stopping them fall down the abyss again. They're climbing, they're doing it, and they get to where they need to go.
Emma's time at Riverside was far from easy. Even while she was here, she made a second attempt to kill herself. Now, though, she says she's looking forward to a positive future.
It was, important for me to learn these things, because otherwise I would still be trying to and my life now, I think.
For more help or advice, if you're struggling with the issues raised in Emma's story, head to Newsbeat online.
BBC. Newsbeat. Still to come on Newsbeat, this is Mike.